family. Jane has left Mr. Race because of Mr. Race's interest in Mrs. Adams, an attractive young widow. Jane moved off the farm, taking Cokie and Laura with her, and moved into the Aces' bungalow. This episode takes place early afternoon in two scenes, the farm and then the bungalow. Neil has just arrived at the farm and is met by Mrs. Adams. Listen.
You're Mrs. Adams, aren't you?
Yes.
My name is Neil Williams. The name which means nothing to you at the moment.
How do you do, Mr. Williams?
Perhaps you'll even invite me in when I add that I'm a friend of Miss Hale, who in turn is a friend of Mrs. Ace, who is the wife of the man who sold to this farm.
Yes, I think that deserves an invitation in.
Thank you.
Sounds like the title of a Maharaja. Friend of the man, of the wife, and...
Yes, it is a little involved, but then the reason for this visit is a little confusing, too.
Good, I love confusion. Now, let me see. Miss Hale. That would be Marge, right?
That's the girl.
You're a friend of Marge's, who is a friend of Mrs. Ace's. I met Marge, but I never did get to meet Mrs. Ace.
What's the pity?
And I met... What was that again?
I said, it's a pity you couldn't have met James.
Mrs. Ace?
Yes. For if you had met Jane, then I wouldn't have had to check out here this afternoon.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't meet Jane.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Sit down, won't you? May I get you something?
No, nothing. Don't bother. I want to get to the point of my visit here as quickly as possible. I did have a speech all set while I drove out here. Let me see. How did it begin?
87?
No, it wasn't that far back. It started about 3 weeks ago.
What started?
Your interest in this farm. I believe it was around that time you first came to Mr. Ace's office.
Yes.
Well, since that day, the Ace household has been in a constant state of confusion.
What?
It seems Mr. Ace has been keeping this deal a secret from his wife. And several times during the progress of the sale, he's been forced to call up and say he wouldn't be home to dinner. Business in town. The business was legitimate. He was trying to sell you the farm.
Yes, but I don't...
But to Jane, this sudden habit of not coming home to dinner spelled only one thing. Another woman.
Are you joking?
Not at all. And it's with no disrespect that I add, the other woman with you.
Now, Mr. Williams...
Just a minute, please. Please sit down.
But I don't
understand. This isn't very easy for me. And if you're going to glare at me, it may make it less difficult. Won't you hear me out?
Well,
Thank you. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, you can home to dinner. Well... Suspicion breeds jealousy, and jealousy will drive a woman to almost anything. And it drove Jane to the point of having Mr. Ace trailed. Naturally, she saw him with you.
But we were only talking then.
I know. Well, please don't think you have to explain it to me, but how was she to know? Mr. Ace was keeping the sale of the farm a secret from her.
Yes, he explained that to
me. You see, things began piling up in Jane's mind, and the first she knew, she'd built herself quite a case. In fact, she's left her husband.
Left her husband? You mean to say
I
that...
I mean she's moved into their home in town and has locked the door to them.
Well, I never heard of anything so... Mr. Williams, I want to get one thing straight first. Your visit here, is it to ask me to stay away from Mr. Ace?
Oh, no, nothing of the kind. I understand what this is all about. I came here to ask you to be the Good Samaritan and help us patch this thing up.
Well, that's different. I'll be glad to. What do I do?
There's only one thing to do. Will you come with me and have a talk with Mrs. Ace?
Of course.
You will? Good for you.
This is the most preposterous thing I've ever heard. I'm anxious to see her. I want to meet her. She has to be put straight.
Can you come now?
Of course, if you'll give me a few minutes to get dressed.
My time is yours.
I'll only be a few minutes. Make yourself comfortable. You'll find cigarettes on the table.
Thank you.
I trail them over to the coffee shop across the street, and then I trail them into the coffee shop and watch them while he ordered his lunch.
Oh, Pokey, who asked you to trail Uncle Ace? Why you do things like
well,
that?
Well, somebody has to protect your mother. I have to know just what he's doing or what he's gonna do.
Oh, I don't know why. I don't know what good it's gonna do now.
What good it's gonna do?
Yes, what good is it if you're trailing?
Well, it might come in handy someday. If they ever call me to the witness stand, I'll have the goods on him in black and white. Here, I wrote down everything I saw today. Here's what he even ordered for lunch. Tomato juice, ham and salad, sliced tomatoes, two hard rolls, and coffee.
It's behind me how he can still have an appetite after what he did to me.
And here's what he ate. Hard rolls and coffee.
What?
That's all he ate. He ordered the whole blue plate lunch, but he only ate the rolls and coffee.
Oh, well, that's that.
I overheard the conversation he had with the waitress. When she brought him the lunch and he tasted it, I heard him say to her, "Do you allow substitutes on this lunch?" And she said, "What would you like?" And he said, "I want to put somebody in to eat this salmon for me."
You wanted to put somebody in to eat the salmon? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't try to figure it out. I just write it all down in my notes. There it is. I want to put somebody in to eat this salmon for me. Gee, I could hardly keep from walking up and saying hi to it.
Hokey, you didn't.
Oh, no, I was trailing him. If he saw me, the whole thing would be over.
Are you sure he didn't see you?
Oh, sure. I know how to trail a party without them seeing me. When it's outside on the street, I light a cigarette and kind of hide my face. When it's inside, I bend over to tie my shoe whenever I think they're going to see me. Oh, no, he didn't see me. You don't have to worry about that. But it was sure tough not walking over when he said that about the salmon. Pass me some lunch, Mother.
What? Well, Laura will fix you something. She's in the kitchen.
Gee, thanks. I get awful hungry trailing people.
Well, don't trail him anymore. Go on in and eat.
Yeah, I'm going.
Ozzie, you're getting to be such a bother to me, Pokey. Oh, now what? Go on in the kitchen and I'll answer the door.
I'm going.
Oh, if it isn't one thing, it's the front door.
Well, Danny.
Oh, hello, Neil.
How are you, Danny?
Just fine. Come in.
Thanks. Oh, come on in. Jane, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Mrs. Adams.
How do you do, Mrs. A?
Pleased to meet your acquaintance. Come on in. Any friend of Neil's is a Mrs. Adams.
Yes, Mrs. Adams. Mrs. Adams, so if you'd like to drop in.
Neil, how could you bring that woman into my house?
Oh, now, Jane.
Go and never darken my doorstep again.
But, Mrs. Ace, if you'll only let me...
Let me do it, Mrs. Adams.
Neil, if you don't get her out of here before I say Bill Robinson...
Now, Jane, you've got to listen to what Mrs. Adams has to say.
Listen to her? There's enough people in this family that have been listening to her if she knows what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean. Mr. Williams explained everything to me. You think I'm the other woman.
The other woman? Oh, so there's another woman. He's got a Harlem, hasn't he? He's a regular bluebird.
What did she say?
She's a little excited. Now, calm down, will you, Jane? Will you please let Mrs. Adams explain something to you?
She'll be talking to a deaf wall for all the good it'll do.
I'll take that chance, Mrs. Adams.
You might as well. You've taken everything else around here.
But, Jane, she hasn't done anything.
Let me, Mr. Williams. I want to tell this story my own way. Do you mind if I smoke, Mrs. Adams?
I don't care if you burn. Thank you.
Here's a cigarette, Mrs.
Adams. No, I believe I have some of my own here in my bag. Yes, here it is.
I've got that same bag in brown.
Really? Did you get yours at Morley's?
Yes, I did.
It's a lovely stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I saw the brown bags, too, but I thought the black looked a little smarter.
I didn't.
Oh, not that the brown bag isn't beautiful. It is. And aren't they pretty stunningly?
Yes, they are.
I love it.
The lines
are... Oh, thank you. Now, Mrs. A, there seems to be a misunderstanding.
Oh, so my husband doesn't understand me, is that it?
No, I didn't mean
it. This isn't like you. You're being rude. Now, why don't you let Mrs. Adams finish before you jump at conclusions?
I'm sure Mrs. A will allow me to explain, and I can do it briefly, too. Mrs. A, I bought the farm you people were living on. Did you know that?
You bought the
farm? That's what the deal was. I kept your husband in town several nights. He told me it was supposed to be kept a secret from you. So what could we do but meet at my hotel with my brother and talk the deal over? And all the time you were suspecting heaven knows what, Mr. Ace and I were talking business. And last night I finally bought the place. My brother and I have already moved out there.
No. You see what a little saparoo you were making out of yourself, Jane?
Oh, Mr. Williams, don't be so harsh with her. It was only natural that she should think the things she did. I know I would. But this is the truth, Mrs. Ace, honestly. You do believe me, don't you?
The black bag is smarter than mine, Mrs. Adams.
Black bag? Who cares about bags at a time like...
Oh, Mr. Williams, don't you understand? She's forgiving me. It's a woman's way of giving in. Isn't it, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mrs. Adams.
Well, I should hope you would.
Now, you just stay out of it. You're only a man and you wouldn't understand, would you, my dear?
No, you wouldn't understand, Neil.
Well, heaven knows I try. I don't understand you, Jane. To think that you suspect Ace of running off with some other woman...
Imagine Mr. Hayes doing a thing like that.
You can imagine it. You did.
But it's so funny. Me with Mr. Hayes.
Well, what's so funny about that?
I don't know. It just strikes me as funny even trying to picture the idea of him and me.
Just a minute now, Mrs. Adams. You can't talk like that about him. You and he would make a stunning couple, especially him. You can't sit there and say things
but
like
Mrs.
that.
But, Mrs. Race, I was
I heard what you said. Are you sure it's not sour milk, Mrs. Adams?
Hey, what on earth do you
just call? Tell me something that's wrong with him. Go ahead. Just name 10 things.
Well, it's just the idea of him and me, I say. It just seems preposterous. Every time I think of it.
Well, I don't see what you're laughing at. After all, he is my husband. All right, he can't rumba. But does a person
Mrs.
have to say...
This is so confusing. You're doing such a bad face, I can't...
Well, I give up, then. You're a problem. You're a national menace, but I love you just the same. And to show you my heart's in the right place, I'm going to let you invite me over tonight for dinner. How's about it?
Why, sure, Neil, you can come to dinner. But what does he mean she can't picture herself with him? She can't
But let's see this, Mrs. Adams, before she makes you take him. I'll see you at dinner, Jane. Oh, by the way, is it all right? It's all right, isn't it, to send Ace a telegram saying come home at once, all is forgiven?
Come home at once, all is forgiven. Yes, and add, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten?
Yes, that'll just make 10 words.
Yes, I suppose he's...
Well, Jane learned the truth, and though she's very hard to please, she takes Mr. Ace back, and all is serene when next we meet the Easy Aces.